This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Wassalatu Wassalamu ala Ashrafil Anbiya wa Imamil Mursaleen, Nabiyina Muhammad wa ala Alihi wa Sahbihi Ajma'in. Amma ba'd. We thank Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal for having gathered us here today, and we ask Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala to surround us with the Malaika, and to cause His mercy and His Sakinah to descend upon us, and to raise us with the Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam, and those whom He has mentioned with them. Ameen. Iqra, these are the words that Jibreel said to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the cave. And when he appeared to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then he was in his true form. It is said that his wingspan was so great that his one wing would expand from the east to the west, and he had lahu sittu mi'ati janah, and he had 600 wings. Imagine the fright that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam felt at this point. So he says, ma ana biqari, I am not a reciter, I am not one who reads, I am unlettered, I cannot read and write. So Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam hugs him and tells him, iqra, read, recite. And he says, ma ana biqari. And then for the third time he says, iqra. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, ma ana biqari. And then he says, iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq, read in the name of your Lord who created. So Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was terrified. He was worried as to what he had seen. When he went down the mountain, he went trembling, and the first person that he went to was his wife Khadija radiyallahu anha, and he says, zammiluni, zammiluni, cover me, cover me. At this juncture, we pause for a moment and look at the actions of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He went down the mountain trembling. And who is it that he looks to for comfort? None other than his wife, Khadija bint Khuwaylid radiyallahu anha. Why? Because he knew that this woman is someone whom I find comfort in. This woman is someone who will bring me a lot of comfort. So Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, He caused that mawadda, that love, that rahmah, that sakina to be amongst him and her. So the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam turned to his wife for comfort. The question is, how many of us are willing to even admit that we can turn to our wives for comfort? How many of us can actually turn to our wives for comfort? How many of us have spouses that will provide comfort for us? You see, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam had a beautiful relationship with his wife, and that was one of peace, comfort, love. This is the type of relationship that we should be cultivating in our marriages. Today we have spouses that we cannot turn to, and at times we have made ourselves people that cannot be lived with in one home for a long period of time. The moment we enter the house, we begin to frown, we begin to become angry, we become this monster that we weren't out there. With the rest of the people, we can smile at them, we can treat them well, we can laugh with them, we can joke with them. The whole community knows us as good people. But the minute we are with those who are closest to us, we become these monsters, and we become angry, and we shout, and people fear us in the home. This is not the type of relationship that Islam encourages you to have. Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal tells us, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إليها وجعل بينكم مودة ورحمة. And from his signs, the great signs of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, is that he created you or from you spouses. لتسكنوا إليها. What is the primary reason for your marriage? It is so that you find sakina in her. It is so that you find peace and comfort in your wife. Are you cultivating that type of a relationship? Do you compliment her? Do you say good things to her? Do you make her feel confident? Or is it that every time that you walk out of the home, your eyes are wandering and you're looking at everything out there? At least for the time that you are with your wife, you can control your gaze. That is not what is encouraged. What is encouraged in Islam is to control your gaze at all times. And today, it doesn't require for us to go out in order to see that which is in there in the world. It is in the palm of our hands on our mobile devices. If your wife constantly sees you looking at images of other women, imagine what it does to her inside. It eats her up. Do you think that's the type of spouse that you're going to find peace and comfort in? You see, yet the Messenger of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal ran to his wife and he says, cover me. He looked for peace in that relationship. And he found the peace as well. So Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal carries on, لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. And he made between you love and mercy. So first and foremost, the primary reason for you to be married to a person is to find peace, comfort, serenity. And then if there is that peace, وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً, and Allah made for you, between you and amongst you, love and mercy. But only when you have that sakina can you have the love and the mercy between you. If there is no sakina, if there is constantly fighting within the home, if there is constantly arguing within the home, how are you going to have that peace? And do you know what? This is one of the signs of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, as he says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ, and it is from amongst his signs. So when you make the basis of your relationship Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, then naturally you find peace, you find comfort, you find serenity, you find happiness within your spouse. You tend not to look out of your home because primarily you don't want to displease Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. So that is a sign, that marriage of two people that were strangers, the coming together of these two people is a sign for Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, that shows the power and the greatness, the magnanimity of Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal tells us, Ya ayyuhan nas, إِنَّا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ وَأُنْثَى وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ لِتَعَارَفُوا. O you, O mankind, he doesn't address the believers alone. He says, O mankind, I created you from male and female, and I made you into nations and tribes. And what is the purpose of this? لِتَعَارَفُ, so that you may get to know each other. So you see, the marriage of two people is actually the building unit. It is the building block of a community. When two parties get together, we often say, and we repeat it here, that it is two families getting together. They're getting together and strengthening the bond of that community. Hence, Shaytan becomes very happy when people become divorced. It is said in the hadith that Shaytan establishes his throne on the water. And then he asks the people for the day. At the end of the day, he asks the devils that are gathered, what have you achieved today? One of them says, I made a man drink alcohol. The other man says, I made a man commit zina. The other one says that I made this man go to the nightclub. And he says, you have achieved nothing. You haven't achieved much. And then someone says, I managed to separate between a man and his wife. He says, Anta, 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 you, come here, sit right next to me. You deserve a position in pole at the top, right up the hierarchy of the devils. Why? Because he's achieved something. And that is the splitting of the building block of a community. When a marriage splits, then the community becomes distant. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us, al-mu'minu lil-mu'mini kal-bunyan yashuddu ba'duhu ba'da. The mu'min is, for the believer, is like a building. One for another is like a building, each block strengthening the other. And when that one block splits in a wall, what happens? Not long after, the entire wall comes crumbling down. Today, dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal has given us talaq as a last measure. But what do we do? The minute there is something wrong, a man shouts out at the top of his voice in anger, talaq, talaq, talaq. Hold on. Hold on, even in that divorce and the manner in which to do it, Allah has given you guidance. Allah has told you how to do it. There is a merciful way and a peaceful way for you to part. We have seen some people that part on good terms. This is the ideal way. If you cannot find any other recourse and you cannot repair that marriage, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, then they should separate with goodness. They should separate with goodness. Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal says to the man, فَإِمْسَاكٌ بِمَعْرُوفٍ أَوْ تَسْرِيحٌ بِإِحْسَانٍ. So he should hold on with goodness. He should hold his spouse with goodness. Oh, let her go with the goodness as well. Even if you have parted, إِن يَتَفَرَّقَ يُغْنِي اللَّهُ كُلًّا مِّن سَعَتِهِ. If they are to part, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide for each of them from His vast mercy. Do you think that Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal does not have enough? Yet He owns the dominion of the heavens and the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide for you and will provide for her. If you made the basis of your marriage in the first place, your relationship and your connection with Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, khayrukum li ahlihi. The best of you are the best who is to his family. The best of you are those who are best to his family. وَأَنَا خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِي. And I am the best to my family. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes into the home and he asks, is there anything to eat? There is nothing to eat. He says, إِذَنْ أَنَا صَائِمْ. Then I am going to be fasting today. What is the reaction of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to there being no food in the home? Does he shout out at his wife? Does he become angry? I've been out all day addressing the concerns of the people, helping the ummah, and now I come back here and there's no food. Does he do that? Or does he just say simply, in the morning there is no food, alhamdulillah, then I will be fasting. It is an opportunity to earn reward from Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. We need to learn from this. We need to understand that the best of examples is in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we come home, there is no food prepared, or perhaps the food is too salty, or perhaps there is something slightly not to our liking, we need to learn to zip our mouths and say, alhamdulillah, Allah provided this for me, I'm going to eat it regardless. For 20 years I've been eating, everything's been okay. And today that the salt is more, I will eat it and drink more water, it doesn't matter. But what we do, we become angry. Hey, look at the salt, I can't even eat this food. No, calm down. That is not the reaction of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is not the way of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we should cultivate a relationship of mercy, a relationship of sakina, of peace. And this is done by communicating. Oftentimes I receive emails, I receive direct messages. Sheikh, I have a problem. You know, I can't communicate with my spouse. The minute I try to initiate any conversation, any communication, there is a barrage of swear words that come my way. I can't do this. I don't know how to approach him. We need to open the doors of communication with our spouses. Today we can connect with the person in America and New Zealand and Saudi Arabia and in the rest of the world. But the person in front of us whom we wake up next to every day, we can't say a single word of goodness to. We can't say, darling, you look beautiful today. Do you know what that does to a woman? Do you know how it changes her heart and it softens her heart towards you? This is the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, he gave his wife a nickname, and that nickname was Aish or Humaira. And Humaira, because she would blush in her cheeks, so he would say, oh, one who blushes, oh, one who blushes. You see the lutf, the kindness in the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, I remind you to recap. There are two recourses of action. Number one, which is to communicate and to speak with your spouse. And number two is to make your relationship, the basis of your relationship, the love of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. The one who created love will place love within your marriage. But you've got to make him the basis of your marriage first and foremost. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the ability to comprehend. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us good marriages and the ability to communicate and be good to our spouses. Ameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.